Coming to the top of the mountain, meeting Moses and Elijah, being transfigured, the disciples who were witness to this must have been amazed, must have been overwhelmed. I mean, they fell down with fear. They were so awed. What an awesome experience. And of course, Peter wanted to keep it going, wanted to stay there, wanted to build shelters for each of them so that they could continue to fellowship, continue to share, continue to experience this wondrous, transforming mountaintop experience. Don't we want to do that? When something good happens, we want to hold on to it. We want it to go on and on. But life's not like that. If we stay on the mountaintop, nobody will know. If we stayed on the mountaintop, we wouldn't be able to help anybody else. If we stayed on the mountaintop, the good would not be shared. And so even though Jesus tells them not to tell anyone until His crucifixion, He wants people to know what has happened there. He wants this blessing to be spread, and so they take the wondrous experience back down the mountain, back down into the valley, back down into the world, back down to share ultimately with all they meet. We need to take our mountaintop experiences. We need to take our worship experiences. We need to take our religious experiences and share them with people. It's called testimony. Speaking about what God has done in our lives so that other people can see God through what has happened to us. Most of us have had those kinds of experiences. Some bigger, some smaller, some flashier, some more mundane. But God moves in all of our lives. He's answered prayers for all of us. He's touched each of us. That's why we call ourselves by His name. That's why we call ourselves Christians, is because something in our lives has been touched and changed and transfigured and transformed by some experience of God. As I read and reread the scripture, I found myself wondering, well, the disciples were all there. They all saw Moses and Elijah. They were all on top of the mountain with Jesus. I'm not sure I quite agree with the video, because it doesn't show them being on top of the mountain. They're there, but they're like, you know, 3 or 4 feet down lower. They're not good enough to get all the way to the top of it. But they were there. They were on top of the mountain. They were there with Jesus. They were there with Moses and Elijah as they appeared. They were there when heard the voice of God. But why were they not transfigured themselves? Because they were afraid. They were scared. They could not accept the power of Christ into their lives to the extent that would have allowed that transformation to take place. They were afraid. Are we afraid? Do we stop God from blessing us by our fear? I think we do. When we're afraid to step out on faith, God can't bless us. When we're afraid to take a chance, to talk to someone, to help someone, God can't bless us. When we overcome that fear and do God's will anyway, amazing things happen sometimes. Amen. We, each of us, have to walk with God on our own. We, each of us, have to talk with God on our own. We, each of us, have to have our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ in order to experience that transformative, overwhelming, awe-inspiring love that He has for us. And when we do, when we're willing to step out on faith, when we're willing to take a chance, when we're willing to go that extra mile and say, choose me, Lord. Let me do your will. Let me serve you. Let me go. Let me be your voice. Let me be your hands. Then he transforms us into someone who can do his will, be his voice, be his hands. And the blessings of those experiences are life-changing. Amen? Amen.